bell ring. Time for Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. And the new broom party finally managed to stage a sort of political rally in the lodge hall, the stronghold of the opposition party. But the rally broke up fast after candidate Abner declared he'd give a straight yes or no answer to any question from the audience. This break came when Snake Hogan stood up and asked Abner, "Have you stopped beating your wife?" Realizing that either yes or no was a wrong answer, candidate Abner became confused, and party boss Lum ordered a hasty retreat. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, if a headache is the result of a busy day, remember Alka-Seltzer for pleasant, refreshing relief. See how quickly Alka-Seltzer's pain-relieving analgesic, sodium acetyl salicylate, goes right to work on your headache. It can go to work fast because it's in solution when you drink it. That's why it can help you feel better so quickly. Yes, ma'am, Alka-Seltzer can give the kind of relief you want when you want it. It's compounded by Miles Laboratories according to a secret scientific process. That's why we say there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. And when you need it, be sure you have it. Now's the time to get a large economical package from your drugstore. The large family package contains over three times as many tablets as the smaller get-acquainted size, yet costs only twice as much. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store. Abner is just entering.
Come in. Oh, Granny, is you back already, Abner?
Yeah, I'm back.
It's the fastest you ever made the delivery.
Well, I wish I'd have done it even faster. Don't be long, I'll tell you, if this keeps up, we're going to have to get somebody else to make the delivery.
Well, what's the trouble?
It's on account of that politics rally we put on the other night.
Yeah, that didn't turn out so good, did it?
No.
When I told the folks there that you'd give a straight yes or no answer to any question, I never in the world figured that Snake Hogan would get up and ask you, have you stopped beating your wife?
Well, I wish you'd have never told him that, though. Everywhere I go now, folks start giggling and snickering. All of them imitating me when I was trying to answer that question that night. They holler, yes, no, no, yes. Just keep that up. Well, no matter which answer you give to something like that, you'd be wrong.
No, yeah, it was just a low-down trick, if you ask me.
Well, the worst part of it is the young'un that followed me down the street this morning. All of them hollering at me. Mr. Peabody, have you stopped beating your woman? And they'd die laughing, varmint. That's the bad I finally just picked me up a rock and chunked it at him.
A rock?
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Big and heavy. Fine lot of votes you're going to get throwing rocks at folks as young.
Well, I never hit none of them.
Well, that's the worst thing a candidate could do. You're supposed to be kissing youngins, not throwing rocks at them.
Well, to be honest, I never even actually throwed it. I just picked it up and acted like I was going to. I had to get shut up in some way, Mom.
Did anybody see you do that?
I don't know, and I don't care.
What a candidate I picked out to be manager for.
Oh, varmint.
What are folks going to think when they see them last posters we put up? Vote for Abner Peabody, the smiling grocer man. Loves children and dogs.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, you can just cut that down to dogs right now.
Well, after this, don't let me catch you throwing no more rocks. Leastways, not till after Election Day.
All right, them young'uns had better watch their step, though. I can whip that little bass boy, I know.
You know, the worst part about the political rally is this. Most of them fellers I brung up there that night for membership in the lodge was blackballed. Now they're mad at me.
You? Well, you weren't the one that blackballed them.
No, but, Grannies, wait a minute. There comes a fellow that's been telling them it was all my fault, putting the blame on me.
Oh, what? Oh, Farce.
Yeah, him.
What's he coming over here for?
I don't know, but you better be on your guard. Mind out what you're saying.
Pieces.
Well, how do you do, Squire? What can we do for you?
Not a thing, Mr. Edwards. As spokesman for the Conservative Liberal Party, I want to issue a little warning.
Warning?
Yes, warning. Lum, I charge you with political skullduggery in attempting to hold a political rally in our headquarters the other night. I consider this as unethical and underhanded a piece of treachery as I've ever witnessed in the history of political science.
Well, now, wait a minute, Squire.
Yes.
I've got a perfect right to come to the Lodge Hall on regular meeting night.
Tut-tut-tut-tut.
And as a member in good standing, I had a perfect right to bring up as many candidates for membership as I wanted to.
That argument falls to pieces, Lum, with the consideration of your motive. You had no right to deliver political speeches for personal gain on the floor of the lodge during the regular meeting. In fact, it might interest you to know that I'm taking steps to have both you and your candidate for mayor thrown out of the lodge.
Well, now, just a minute here, Squire.
And what's more, if you and your political rabble-rousers try any more underhanded tricks, you can expect full retaliation from the one honest party in this town, the conservative liberal party. Good day, Commander Kinkholm.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs are fighting.
Is he going to have us arrested for something, Lum?
No, he's just blowing off a lot of steam, you windbag. It ain't bad enough that we lost a lot of votes as a result of that politics rally, and now he comes along and claims we're doing something crooked.
Well, I don't know exactly what he said, but I don't like it, Lum. The way he's talking there, that sort of scared me.
Well, I think that is what he was trying to do, scare us.
Well, he done it.
By goodness, we ain't going to let him do it. Up to now, I'll have to admit the new broom party ain't done so well. But from now on, we're going to put on a whirlpool campaign.
God, good. How do we do it?
Well, it's the trouble. I don't know exactly. Oh. Everything we tried so far has turned out bad.
It sure has.
What we need now is something sensational. Something that'll make every voter in this town set up and take notice.
Oh.
We've got to get everybody in this town talking about you.
Well, they're talking about me now, and I don't like it.
No, they're laughing at you now. We want them talking about you. Cast compliments at you.
Oh, yeah.
Say what a great leader you are. Brave. Don't know the meaning of the word fear.
Yes, I do, Lum. Now, there's lots of other words I don't know the meaning of, like, you just name a word, and I bound you I don't know what it means. But fear, I know
that. Don't doubt that, but that ain't the idea. I mean, you ain't scared of nothing.
I ain't.
That's the kind of a man folks want for their mayor.
Well, it lets me out right there. Right now, I'm afraid to even go out on the street and make the deliveries on account of them young'uns.
Well, you've got to get over that, Ed.
I can't.
You've got to show the voters in this town that you're the most fearlessest man there is around here. Man that'd risk his life to save his fellow citizen. That's what we've got to study up. Something dangerous where you can save somebody.
Like what, for instance?
Ooh, maybe rescuing somebody out of a burning building.
Well, now, wait a minute now. Let's not carry this too far along. I'm brave and all that, and I hate
it. Would be wonderful, you know. I can just see the whole thing.
Mom, I ain't too sure I want to be the mayor. That's for
there sure. You are, walking down the street.
Where am I going?
I don't know. Just walking along.
Lost, huh?
All of a sudden, you see a lot of smoke. And some flames. Quick as a flash, you figure out that somebody's house is on fire.
Well, I may be lost, but my brain's still working.
Oh, yeah, that was quick thinking.
Yes, sir.
So right away, without a thought for yourself.
Wait a minute. Whose house is it that's on fire?
Well, it don't matter.
Well, it does to the folks that's living in it.
Well, I mean, it can be most anybody's house.
Which is that squire scheme, sir? Ezra Seastrunk, that's who I
am. Well, let's say it's Ezra's house.
Good, good.
So right away...
Wait a minute, Ezra Wright run again me for mayor.
Right away, you rush over there and fight your way through the crowd.
What for? I can see the fire all right when I'm at him right there in the middle of the street.
Yeah, but you're not the kind of a fellow that stands around and watches a disaster. You get right in there and help.
Where?
You're a man of action.
Good for me. Hooray.
Everybody's standing around helpless, not knowing what to do. Even Ezra standing out there in his shirt sleeves.
He'll catch cold.
Poor Ezra. Looks mighty nigh like a wild man.
Oh, cold.
He's about ready to have a nervous breakdown. The flames is getting higher.
Oh, my goodness.
From inside the house, there comes the cry of a young'un for help.
Oh, that must be little Clarabelle.
That's who it is.
Bless her heart.
That's just who it is.
Yeah.
Ezra's own daughter.
Poor young'un.
But does Ezra rush in to save her? No, he don't. You do.
Yeah, that... I do.
Yes, sir. Oh. Everybody says, don't go in there, Abner. You can't make it. Hold him back. Don't let him go in there, but you don't listen to none of them. You rush right into that burning inferno.
No, because I ain't got a brain in my head.
You disappear into the smoke and flames.
Oh, man.
Everybody gasps.
Oh.
Must be the smoke. And thinks it's the last that they'll ever see of brave Abner Peabody.
Well, are they right, Lum?
Just then the top story of the house crashes in.
They're right.
Then the rest of the house goes.
Uh-oh.
And then suddenly from out of the smoke and ashes steps two figures, one carrying the other.
Hooray! Hooray!
Approaching the crowd, you suddenly fall to the ground, complete exhausted.
What's the matter? Did Clarabelle drop me?
Drop you?
That butter-fingered youngin', she never could pick up
nothing. Wait a minute. Clarabelle wasn't carrying you.
Well, law me, Lum, I never in the world could carry her. She's a good 40 pounds heavier than
I am. For goodness sakes, Abner, you ruin everything. The trouble with you is you ain't got no imagination.
Well, I ain't got that much strength, neither.
Well, I guess nothing like that could happen no way, so no use thinking about it.
Couldn't carry her out of the house, and it weren't on fire.
Got to study up something sensational for you to do, though. That's all they are to it.
No, but I don't know what it is. Get Clarabelle skate. Wait a minute. Yonder comes Grandpappy Spears. Maybe he can help us study up something.
No, you can't put much defense on him. He just keeps getting off the subject.
We could both carry a piggyback.
Besides, I know I can't tell for sure whose side he's on, yours or Ezra's.
Grandpap? Well, Lord. Yeah, howdy, Grandpap. Come on in here, old boy.
Is it safe? Are you unarmed, Abner?
Huh?
Don't look so innocent. I heard all about you. Heard it from Ezra Seastrunk down to the barbershop just now.
Ezra?
He's warning everybody to keep their young'uns indoors. Says if they come out, you'll throw rocks at them.
Uh-oh.
Granny's eyes are feared of that. Is he actually telling that?
Stupid.
Said he's seen it with his own eyes. Abner chasing young'uns with sticks and clubs, tripping them, kicking them, pounding them with rocks.
I never done no such a thing.
Meanest man in town, he says. I never knowed you was like that, Abner.
I ain't. I'll law through that bad blamed Desiree.
Nah, you wouldn't get very far. Not with your jail record.
Jail record?
Why, sure. Ezra's got a list of all the times you've been in jail, and he says there's where a dangerous critter like you ought to be right now instead of running for mayor.
Did he say that?
Oh, yes, sir, he said it. Don't know but what I agree with him.
Why, that ornery low-down varmint. I dog it. I'm going down there and piss fight him.
Well, wait a minute, Abner. We'll do better than that.
Huh?
If this is the kind of a fight he wants, we'll give it to him. Granny's beginning right now. We're going to sling just as much mud as he does. More, even.
Mud, nothing. I'm going to get me a handful of rocks. All right.
The new broom party is rallying now, and it looks like a battle to the finish. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.
Friends, do you know that figures show the average worker loses 5 days every year because of colds? Yes, you'll be mighty lucky to escape a cold this winter. So it's wise to do what you can when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold. Now, many thousands of people suffering from colds use Alka-Seltzer because Alka-Seltzer can give comforting relief for that headachy, feverish, ache-all-over feeling of a cold. That's why the Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment is followed by so many. Here it is. A, Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to directions on the package. B, be careful. Keep out of drafts. Get more rest than usual and dress comfortably. C, comfort the sore, raspy throat caused by your cold by gargling with Alka-Seltzer. It's so soothing and effective. That's easy, isn't it? So make sure you have plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand. Get a large package from your drugstore. Then you can follow the Alka-Seltzer ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. Remember, be careful when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold.